Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. This is your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And this is kind of a cool show. I'm joined by an artist that I actually never met her before today, but I knew her work, Elizabeth Medall. And at an art walk a couple of years ago, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it was an open studio tour for the Santa Barbara Studio Artists.
I happened upon your beautiful home, and you've got the barn that you've converted into your studio. And I wanted to meet you. I spoke to your husband, who's charming.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And I said, so, and I kind of got a little bit of his background, that he travels a lot and this sort of thing. So I was kind of waiting around to meet you, and I had an experience of looking at all of your work.
Oh, thank you.
And we are also joined by Emily Falk. And Emily is the curator at the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum and is mounting a show, or you just opened her show, didn't you?
Just opened.
Yeah.
The show.
Just opened Elizabeth's show. And we want to just shout out that it's a must-see show. Along with this show, which you're going to love, Elizabeth pulled together a soundtrack of sounds of the harbor and sounds of water. So it's a sort of all-encompassing experience. When I was researching Elizabeth this morning, the muse hit me, and I had to write a poem. So I'm going to read you, Elizabeth, my poem that your work inspired me to write. Now, I don't know, you know, I don't know about your process. If you actually sketch in graphite before you attack the canvas with oils, no, you go right to the oil. Well, anyway, you'll have to give me a little allowance for this then. So this is a poem I'm writing in a celebration of Elizabeth's work. The night you traced my hand with a pencil, I had come upon you in the studio and blithely introduced my hand to your canvas. Laying out the contours, you softly ran the lead around my wrist and up into my fingers. Each outspread finger you traced, the running lead going deep between each digit again and again. You didn't watch as you led the lead. You looked into my eyes and my heart stopped. That night you drew my confines. You encased me in all lead. The world vanished black. So that's a poem I wrote in honor of Elizabeth's work. And I really do like your work. And I bought, when I didn't buy canvas, which I should have, but I was down a little bit money-wise when the show was going on. But I did buy a ton of your note card sketches and sent them all over to family and friends,
etc.
So glad to finally meet you. Emily, what do you think? How does the space work around Elizabeth's work?
Elizabeth's work is in up by our Munger Theater. Mm. So it's a really kind of a good spot for people that are going in to see the films because they can't miss it. It's right there and it wraps around. We painted the walls kind of a squash gold.
Good.
Very stunning, and she has gold frames and rich colors, and they pop, and we have vinyl lettering in navy, so it's got a nautical look. Very classy. We did small wall text panels with little ghost images of the paintings, little snippets. So it's a very elegant show, and it's really in a very good spot because you can't miss it if you're touring the upstairs or going into the theater. And you stop, don't you think, Liz? You just kind of stop. Jolts you. It's a little splash of very, very elegant spot, and her work is very elegant. So,
oh, thank you.
Fantastic. And how did you prepare for this show, Elizabeth?
It evolved naturally. I started to give painting demonstrations for the museum and started to observe the harbor and noticed that everyone had a purpose and people participated in many different ways. It's a town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
in itself.
In itself. Mm. And I noticed that, there were there were no 2 days ever alike in terms of the atmospheric conditions, and it intrigued me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started a few pieces, and it just evolved over time.
Did you find yourself going towards a specific theme?
The theme of solitude and comfort and security is really pronounced, and it is a harbor. It's a refuge.
Mm.
It's a place of refuge.
Cool.
And that's how it all came together, and that's why I chose some of the compositions.
Excellent. So that I want to get into your process a little bit. How do you work? How does something strike you, and then how does it go to canvas? Tell me a little bit, because you have your MFA, right?
I have a master's degree in psychology.
Oh, you do?
And prior to being a professional artist, I practiced psychology for about a decade.
Right.
And I did incorporate art into my work with people. I then branched out, and I owned an antique business.
Ah!
I really enjoyed it. I rented 100 square feet at an antique mall in Northern California, and it mushroomed into 1,000 square feet.
Mm.
And I did psychology less and less, and just got into that more, and really honed in on the art aspect of the antique world. And that's when I started to take some classes in San Francisco at the Academy of Art College.
Yeah.
And just painted some of the gorgeous landscapes up there. And when I came to Santa Barbara, I was still doing landscapes, and then I sold all of my antique business and just concentrated on art, and I've been doing that now for nearly 10 years.
Uh-huh. So did you meet your husband here?
No, I met him quite a while back before I became a psychologist. I was an actress and model, and I met him through that.
Fantastic. So a life in the arts, really.
You know, you don't start out that way thinking that,
yeah.
But yes, in retrospect, looking at it, that is the common denominator.
Now, Emily, tell me a little bit about your plans. What are you, I know we're here because this is Elizabeth's show.
Correct.
But what are your plans for the space?
After Elizabeth?
Yeah.
I have two other artists opening, Richard Solis, who's a local underwater photographer, fabulous, Rich Images, and Paul Rue, and they will open in that same area, but deeper down, replacing another exhibit, and they'll open with our Sea Festival on the weekend of May 14th. So I'm hoping
Fantastic.
To get a big draw with the activities within the museum, and they will both open, and they will both speak that afternoon in the Munger Theater.
Fantastic, and I'm familiar with Paul Rue's work, who's magnificent.
Yes.
And also very eloquent speaker, so, and I think you mentioned you're going to have him speak as well.
Yes, he'll speak that day.
Fantastic, fantastic. But I also want to say we're going to go in and out with the soundtrack that Elizabeth brought up, which is the soundtrack of her show and her work as it hangs, so I want you to pay attention to that, dear listener. And Richard, do you have that? Do you have her soundtrack ready when we go? Yeah, not yet. Okay. So another question for Elizabeth. You have children, don't you?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. So do you actually have the space and the time? I'm always interested to know with artists when they paint, how they paint. What's the inspiration? Do you have to get it out?
You know, there is no formula for me.
Uh-huh.
It takes an incredible amount of energy and concentration.
Yeah.
So you can't sustain that on end. I mean, you do need to take some breaks from it, or I need to. But usually what happens is I'm inspired by a sight. And it could be a color. It could be the way the light is hitting something. It just could be an irony. It could be anything, really. And I like to begin a work on site if possible, and I'd like to go back once, twice, three times or more. But typically what happens for me is I do finish it in my studio.
Mm.
I'll take a last look, and just, it becomes an exercise in editing sometimes, but typically I will finish it inside.
So that there's no certain time of day. I'm always very intrigued by the process.
Oh.
Is there a certain time of
absolutely.
Day?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's,
okay.
I love evenings.
You paint in the evenings?
Evenings and mornings.
Fantastic. All right, now Richard's got this wonderful music, so don't turn that down, dear listener. We'll be back with Elizabeth and Emily.